Hey, you, my entrepreneurial friend, of 10 years of running my coaching business, I am going to finally teach business. And of course, I'm going to teach business with human design. Because the thing that I've discovered over the last decade is that the way everyone else taught me to run a business didn't freaking work for me. So over this last decade, to create a multiple seven-figure business, I've broken all the rules. I have done everything my way. I have looked experts in the face and downright said no, all to create something I love with greater ease and flow that literally is changing the world. And the best part is it doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like I get to hang out with my best friends and I am having a huge impact on the planet at the same time. So if you own a business that you want to finally maybe start, grow, or even scale, then come and join me on the 9th of May to discover how your human design can create the most beautiful, authentic success for you. For all the details, follow the link in the show notes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Human Design Podcast with your host, me, Emma Dunwoody. In this podcast, I'll be talking about mindset, human behavior, human design, and basically everything that you will need to transform your life into the life of your design. Hey, hey, welcome to podcast number 13, lucky number 13. So today, what am I going to talk about today? Today I want to talk to you about something that is really the thief of joy, and that is comparison. And from a human design point of view, we call it runging. So today I want to take you over why we do it, how we can shift from doing it, and the sort of tools or the lessons we can learn from our natural competitive nature. Because as humans, we are naturally competitive. We have been designed that way in the past. However, we are moving to a new way of being. We are moving to a way of being where life is more flow, and it's all about being different and unique and really loving and accepting that individuality, that uniqueness, that very different brand that each one of us brings. And the power that this actually brings to the world and to our relationships and to the whole planet is actually the thing that undermines our planet right now. And that is the fear of not being enough, or the fear of, well, if that person is this, then I must be that. That somehow on some level we are defined by others. The new paradigm says that we flip that. That we are only defined by who we are on the inside, by our natural design, by our definition. So as human beings, thanks Bailey for that big sigh, we need to now start to, and I know I say start to a lot, we do, I say that because once we start and we commit and we continuously and consistently take action in those direction, in the direction of where we are going, of who we want to become, of how we're changing, then we create a massive habit change. And once we do that, then everything shifts. So competition, let's talk about that. How do you react to other people? Do you act out of love, or do you act out of fear? Most of us do both. I know for me personally, when I'm feeling really good, when my self-worth is really high, when life is great, then I only ever look at others and think, wow, you're awesome, and give compliments, and constantly seeing how beautiful people are and how exciting they are and how inspiring they are and all the good things. However, when I am in a lower point or I'm facing a challenge or life is feeling tougher, then all of a sudden I know that I see others as, wow, you're awesome, and that makes me a bit shit. So this is something that I want to talk to you about. And as you know, we are human, which means we can't be perfect. We can't have it perfectly all the time. And especially people, we're going to talk about, I'm just going to talk a bit about the solar plexus again in human design. If you're defined, then you have your own consistent wave. Okay, so you do wave through emotions and experience the world in your own specific way. And you have these natural highs and lows. However, when you get hit by something that is more of a challenge, it does exacerbate those highs and lows. And moreover, the people that are around you that do not have emotional definition in the solar plexus, and for all of you out there who don't, one of the things you've got to be super aware of is that you're taking in all of these emotions and you're amplifying them and sending them out again. So being really aware that when you are reacting to others, not only is it coming from a place of lacking inner certainty, lacking self-belief, lacking I've got this, but you, if you're open in the solar plexus, you're also taking in and amplifying the emotions of those of us that have a big emotional wave, which is going to make it even more, I don't know about challenging, but you will find even more so that you feel all these huge emotions that you also don't know where they come from or how they come and go so significantly. And the truth is, it's because they're coming from somebody else. One of my clients who is open in the solar plexus, and she has a husband who is defined in the solar plexus. And what she used to find is that she would be like, yeah, I'm good, life's sweet. You know, she's busy, she's got three kids, she's an entrepreneur, but she always was very calm. She is very calm, she's very balanced. And every time her husband would come home, all of a sudden she'd just feel rubbish and overwhelmed and all of these huge emotions. And we talked to her about that, and I was like, you've got to understand that what's going on is that his wave of emotion comes into the house and you literally take it in, amplify it, and send it back out. And it was like a defining moment for her, because she was like, are you kidding me? I've always felt like, I don't know why I get so angry. I don't know why I get so overwhelmed or frustrated. And now I know. So being really aware that you can also be being affected by other people's emotions. I have two kids that are open in the solar plexus. So one of the things that I've had to learn over the years, having definition for myself, is I've really had to learn to work with my own emotions, because I used to set them off like nothing else. And I didn't know I was doing it at the time. Whereas now I can very much allow my emotional wave without getting indulgent in it, and therefore affecting those around me. Not to say I'm perfect at it right now. I think it's had a fair bloody outing. But that's a completely different subject. Right, so competition, runging. So while I'm on human design, I'll talk about it from this runging point of view. And this theory in human design is that because we've come from this old paradigm of the linear, focused, masculine, get shit done, hustle, work your ass off, it's, you know, hard, you have to work hard to make money. And we're moving towards this flow, feeling more feminine, manifesting and creating life by your designs, becoming easier. And One of the major tools that's going to serve us and support us to get there is this understanding runging and how to let go of it. So what is runging? It is that thinking pattern of when you say, well, because that person has done something wrong, I am better than them. Or because that person has that much money, they are better than me. It's this constant comparison of where you fit in the world compared to someone else. Now, what human design says is that we now need to move away from this. We need to move away from runging and see the world as a lot more equal, you know, real equality, not just women are rising up and they're going to become more powerful. You know, not that one race, creed, or color is any better or worse than anyone else. It's like we have to come to a point where we see the world as really even, that everything is completely, perfectly imperfect, just as it is, and just as valuable as it is. I was talking to my mentor the other day, and she was saying, you know, the way human design sees the world is that the lady that feels the most lit up in her rose garden and doing that every day and living by her design is just as powerful and just as important in the whole big map and scheme of things as the person who, you know, as the Martin Luther King, okay? Because we all need to be our fullest expressions of who we are by our design, because we're all a part of the greater matrix. Therefore, we are all as valuable as and as important as each other. So how is this, how does this relate to competition? Well, the runging in competition has to go from because that person is dot, 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 therefore I am, to I am perfectly imperfect the way I am and they are perfectly imperfect the way they are. So really allowing others to be the way they are, as well as allowing yourself to be the way you are. This is massive for me, and because I know that when I'm in a more challenged state that I can feel less than, that is the way that I would categorize it in my mind. One of the mantras that I now live by is that I've run my own race. It's all about being the best version of me, doing the best I can, serving the best way I know how, and then looking to others more for how I can serve and support them and how I can receive motivation or inspiration from them, as opposed to the comparison. And this is a real game changer for me because, you know, within the wave, sometimes it's easy to be completely inspiring to others and serving of others. And even to the point where in the past, I personally have been a rescuer. So I used it as a tool, taking care of others as a tool to avoid looking at myself. However, I don't do that anymore. And that's because I now see that everybody is perfectly imperfect the way they are and where they are in their journey. Now, this is all, you know, great in theory, but how do you actually use this? How do you actually get to a point where you can let go of comparison and runging? Well, one of the really cool things, right? This is the way I do it. This is the way I've learned, is that I see each and every person as a teacher. You know, a good example of this is over the years, I've had some awesome coaches. Over the years, I've had some rubbish coaches and coaches in between. And whenever I had rubbish coaches, I would be like, okay, cool. Well, that particular coach perhaps didn't give me the framework or the questions that got me where I needed to go. But what can I learn from this person? What is this person teaching me? So I would learn things like, you know, be a coach that asks questions and doesn't talk too much. I would then ask myself questions. Why am I triggered by this? Why does this coach particularly trigger me? What is it specifically that I'm irritated by? And starting to see every person and every experience as a learning, because then you get excited. It doesn't matter if you like someone or don't like someone, or you see someone or you feel, whatever you feel is just an opportunity to either know yourself better or to uncover something that's holding you back and to be able to let it go. So this is how you can turn any feeling of competition or running or better than or less than into something really valuable. And that is through this process of what we call perception is projection. So we project onto others what's going on inside of us when we're not ready to look at it ourselves or we haven't seen it ourselves yet. So this is also one of my absolute favorite tools in life because it doesn't lie. It shows us the things that we are unconscious to so that we can create conscious change around them. So what you can do and how you can use this is getting to a place where you, again, get out your journal, okay? And, you know, maybe you've been scrolling on Insta and you have all these opinions of these people. And look, you know this. You're not silly. I know you're not. You're listening. That what you're seeing out there is people's highlights reels. You know, like I try as much as possible to be as authentic. Like I've got some pretty challenging stuff on my socials, but I've got to be honest, they're not the ugliest photos I've ever posted or ever taken in the world. And they're not always the deepest, darkest fears because they're just not, you know, like they're just not. At the end of the day, we, even those of us who try to be as open and as authentic, we need to hold something back for ourselves because otherwise we're not having boundaries around our vulnerability. And people who do overshare, well, that's a tool too. That's a tool for a way that they can get the connection that they need because they've learned that drama and oversharing is the way that they can connect with others. So please only see social media as a guideline, okay? It's just a guideline of what people want you to see. So do not compare yourself to others on socials. So get your journal out. Ask yourself what specifically triggers me in this person, the light or the dark. Because often if we are inspired or we're really, drawn to someone for positive traits, they're also unrealized traits in us. So it's not just the dark, it's the light as well. But let's say one of the great examples of this is like a social media troll, right? In my Facebook group, I have a no trolls policy. Like if you at any point choose to have a crack at anyone, you're out. Now in the past, people would be like, oh, you can't do that because that's not free speech. But the thing is that perception is projection. So what we project onto others is about us. It's not about them. So one of the things that makes me furious is that like people have taken their own lives. What was that Australian actor that I used to get? I can't remember. I can't remember. But she took her own life because social media trolls were constantly bagging her out on Instagram. And the thing is, she took it on as it was hers, that it was valuable feedback. And let me tell you, valuable feedback comes from trusted sources, comes from people who have greater experience than you. Good feedback comes from people who have intentions for you of love and growth and support. Feedback, any feedback is not good feedback. Okay? So social media trolls, all they're doing is projecting their shit onto you. And it's the same thing that we all do. We put our stuff onto other people so we don't have to deal with it. So getting into that journal of yours and asking what specifically triggers me about this person, this situation, this experience, and then getting curious. Answer those questions for yourself. Because we are constantly speaking our fears, our beliefs, and our constructs, not those of others. So the questions I want you to ask in that journal, what's triggering me
in this person? Or what is this person triggering in me? Just write everything that comes to mind. Get everything out. Then number two, where is this in me? So where am I blaming others? Where am I accusing myself of not being good enough? Where am I accusing myself of not being supportive? Where am I doing whatever it is that I'm projecting out onto this person? And being really honest with yourself is where you're going to find the greatest breakthroughs. Now, number three, what needs healing to let go of this? That's the next question. What needs healing to let go of this? Because in so many cases, it's a sense of low self-worth. It's a sense of not enoughness, a sense of, you know, the fear of not belonging or being rejected. And all of these things can be healed when we know they're there. But as long as we're avoiding them, there's nothing we can do about it. Brilliant. Okay. I bet, look at me. I was even giving you time to write stuff down in your journal. Okay. That's pretty much it for today. So I just want to leave you with the message that remember others are our greatest teachers, okay? The way we see them and how they trigger us or light us up is all about us, not them. So choose to see people in this way and your life will absolutely transform. Let go of the running, let go of the competition, and see how we are all so perfectly designed for the great matrix of life. Wow, that was a big statement to leave you on. That's it for today. Do this work and it will absolutely transform your life to a life of your design. Thanks for joining me. I shall see you, hear you next time. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.